Also wish you a very Merry Christmas. We're just going to open our meeting in a word of prayer, and then we will sing Joy to the World, and let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for the birth of your son and what that means in the story of redemption for those of us who are saved. And Father, we know that this can be a tough time of year, especially this year, Father, for those who maybe don't have a lot of family or a lot of loved ones or friends around, Father, that you would they would just feel your presence. You know, Father, too, the needs that are that need to be met here tonight. Only you can meet those needs, and we pray that those needs would be met. And we just thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll just rise after the introduction.
Here, so you can just listen along. There are so many hymns and songs that depict this scene. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing in the glorious of this new baby's birth. And who is he? Christ the Lord, the newborn King. It all took place in a little town of Bethlehem. The town was quiet, the streets were dark, the people were asleep in their beds, never suspecting that this was a special night. God was proclaiming the birth of Emmanuel, God with us. All is dark and still, except for the everlasting light that was shining. The Christ, the Savior, the long-expected Messiah was born. Heaven's light had come to earth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. The angels proclaim Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the God of mercy, and that because of his birth, God and sinners could be reconciled. Jesus was our atonement. Jesus being our peace and mercy, and because of his birth, sinners would have an opportunity to once again be reconciled to a holy God. Luke tells us that there is also shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And while shepherds watched their flock by night, the glory of the Lord came down, and glory shone around them. This wondrous announcement of the angels to the shepherds is referred to in Handel's Messiah, quoting from Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The announcement of the birth of the King did not contain itself to this quiet hillside in Bethlehem. The heavens were declaring the glory of God in the east. It was the first Noel. Some men in a faraway country saw this wondrous star and followed it to the place where Jesus was. Traditionally, we sing that these men are three kings from the Orient. They brought him significant gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gold was to signify crowning Jesus as king, frankincense speaking of his deity, and myrrh a foreshadowing of his death. And why did Jesus come to earth? Why would God, the Son, leave heaven and come to earth to be born in a manger? In a meager stall with nothing but hay to cradle him, surrounded perhaps by donkeys, sheep, and other animals. The chorus of Born in a Manger says, He left his throne for Calvary, he came to earth for me. Death was the very reason why Jesus came. And how personal is that? He came for me, he came for you. If Jesus had not come to die on Calvary, if he had not shed his blood for you and me, there would be no forgiveness of sin. We often say, and perhaps without thinking, God is love. Yes, he is. It is his very nature. His love was demonstrated when God the Father sent Christ to earth to be born of a virgin for this express purpose, to die on the cross. Jesus, who is God, the Son, also displayed the character of his love when he, in obedience to his Father, took on our sin. What greater love could there be than for God the Son to take on our sin and die in our place, that we might be reconciled to God for eternity?
family hiding from the storm, found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this the child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. The sleeping town they did not know, lying in a manger alone. Savior King that had no home has come to hear our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? Shepherds counting sheep at night, do not fear the glory bright. You are precious in His sight. God has come to raise the lonely. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Thank you.
your tiny baby to warm him from the cold. Hardly what she pictured from the prophecies of old. It seemed almost impossible to think it could be true. But as she pondered in her heart, she knew this was heaven's child. This was heaven's child. In an earthen stable, wrapped in glory, meek and mild, Joseph wept with wonder as Mary sweetly smiled, because they knew this was heaven's child. The angels must have missed him as they sang him to sleep. But they marveled at the promises this baby came to keep. His father must have felt great joy, great sadness and great joy, as he watched his little baby born. This was heaven's child. This was heaven's child. In an earthen stable, wrapped in glory, meek and mild, Joseph wept with wonder as Mary sweetly smiled, because they knew baby boy was Joseph's pride and joy. Still they wished the world would see that he was so much more. He was heaven's child. He was heaven's child. In an earthen stable, this was heaven's child.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day heal the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, and the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, and the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy, he'd one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child that you're holding is the great I am.
Dwelleth in him. that in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight. God gracious, tender, laid aside his splendor, stooping to woo, to win, to save my soul. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my path, my sunshine, my all in all, the great Creator became my Savior. God's fullness dwelleth in him. Without reluctance, flesh and blood his substance, he took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary, and now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. Great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in
watching from the hill. I close my eyes and see the night when love was born. A perfect child gently waits, a mother bends to kiss God's face. Close my eyes and see the night when love was born. Angels flew in the midnight sky. They sing. Christ, our King. Prince of Peace, love come down for you and me. Heaven's gift, the Holy Spark, to light the way inside our hearts. Bethlehem, through your small door, came your hope. you've waited for. The world has changed forevermore. When love is born, I close my eyes and see the night. When love was born,
it's time. stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Praise His holy name.
We're going to read some scripture, and all these verses are taken from all over the scripture, and it's about just Jesus from his birth to really his resurrection. So, then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you in this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Pilate, therefore, wishing to release Jesus, again called out to them, but they shouted, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him."
"And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
He came to his town, to his own, and his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury.
And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and they worshipped Jesus.
And they clothed him in purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee, they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him.
And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him of gold and frankincense and of myrrh.
The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace."
And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and put on him a purple robe, and they said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they struck him with their hands.
"Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of a man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name. And at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, who is the Father."
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
For our final number, we'll be singing together, "O Come, All You Faithful." So let's stand up and sing that. seated. I just want to thank everyone for coming out tonight, and for those who shared this evening, just the encouragement that was, and also to everyone who organized it. I know with the pandemic that can confuse things a bit, and there's a lot of work that went into making this evening work, so I just want to thank everyone, and I'll just close in a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we just come before you, and just in this season, Lord, we just think of how the Almighty Creator sent His Son into this world, and He was born of a virgin in a manger, and He grew up, and He died for us, and we did not deserve it, and out of love for us, so that we can have a relationship with Him and grow to get to know Him and ultimately live in eternity with Him, Lord. And I just pray that during this season, if anyone hasn't come to have a relationship with You, Lord, that they'll just think of these things and just think of how You sent Your Son to die for us and just the truth that's in the Word, Lord. And I just pray for this holiday season and just the time that we're spending with family and friends, Lord, and I just pray for safety for anyone traveling, and just I just pray that during this season, Lord, we'll just take this time to just grow closer to You and just to really think about what You've done for us in our lives. And I just thank You for this evening and just the encouragement that it's been and just the opportunity that we have to come together this evening. And we just pray for safe travels home in Your holy precious name. Amen.